Patterson lies in the valley under the Passaic Falls, its spent waters forming the outline of his back. He lies on his right side, head near the thunder of the waters, filling his dreams. Eternally asleep, his dreams walk about the city where he persists incognito. Butterflies settle on his stone ear. Immortal, he neither moves nor rouses and is seldom seen, though he breathes, and the subtleties of his machinations drawing their substance from the noise of the pouring river animate a thousand automatons, who, because they neither know their sources nor the sills of their disappointments, walk outside their bodies, aimlessly for the most part, locked and forgot in their desires, unroused. Say it, no ideas but in things, nothing but the blank faces of the houses and cylindrical trees bent, forked by preconception and accident, split, furrowed, creased, mottled, stained, secret, into the body of the light. From above, higher than the spires, higher even than the office towers, from oozy fields abandoned to gray beds of dead grass, black sumac, withered, weed stalks, mud and thickets, cluttered with dead leaves, the river comes pouring in above the city and crashes from the edge of the gorge in a recoil of spray and rainbow mists. What common language to unravel, combed into straight lines from that rafter of a rock's lip. A man like a city, and a woman like a flower, who are in love. Two women, three women, innumerable women, each like a flower, but only one man, like a city. Jostled as are the waters approaching the brink, his thoughts interlace, repel, and cut under, rise rock, thwarted and turn aside, but forever strain forward, or strike an eddy and whirl, marked by a leaf or curdy spume, seeming to forget. Retake later the advance, and are replaced by succeeding hordes pushing forward. They coalesce now, glass smooth with their swiftness, quiet, or seem to quiet, as at the close they leap to the conclusion and fall in air, as if floating, relieved of their weight, split apart, ribbons, dazed, drunk, with the catastrophe of the descent floating unsupported, to hit the rocks, to a thunder as if lightning had struck. All lightness lost, weight regained in the repulse, a fury of escape driving them to rebound upon those coming after. Keeping nevertheless to the stream, they retake their course, the air full of the tumult and of spray connotative of the equal air, coeval, filling the void. And there against him stretches the low mountain, the parks her head, carved above the falls by the quiet river. Colored crystals, the secret of those rocks, farms and ponds, laurel and the temperate wild cactus, yellow-flowered, facing him, his arm supporting her, by the valley of the rocks, asleep. Pearls at her ankles, her monstrous hair spangled with apple blossoms is scattered about into the back country, waking their dreams, where the deer run and the wood duck nests protecting his gallant plumage.